Hello, everybody. Joan Hart, no make wrong one day at a time. Nikki with you. I'm having an everyone functions at their own level of awareness. It would be more important to share what I'm walking through and how I'm walking through it. It started a month ago, basically, heading into my wife's anniversary. I'm not going to share a lot, guys. I want to really start sharing about signs, and yet I have a yuck in my body that I don't need to identify. I've learned to just let all the owies get stirred and poked. That's what I've done. I've let them get stirred and poked. And I'm not labeling them through the mind because I don't have any chatter about anything. At this point right now, it's simply about allowing the energy of this experience to continue to move through me without hurting anyone around me. Why? That's important to me. To me, if I love you, then it's important to me that I am aware of who I am being around you, towards you. And that's part of my yuck and yum. The yuck is just such a great way to know something's up. When you know something's up, then you got your attention and your yuck, and you allow it to be there. You don't have anything going on about it. It's uncomfortable. It's kind of being with it, letting it be there. Lots of deep breathing, releasing the energy of it all. Yeah. And there are days like that. We even wrote a song, Mama said there'll be days like this. Mama said there'll be days like this. So who are you going to be? There's a lot of things going on in the world. Not only is my cousin passed and my wife's anniversary on the 9th. Other family members passing. The world in disarray, people murdering people. The politics of it is not what interests me. I watch it, and I watch my reactiveness, and it took me over a year to no longer be reactive watching TV. And I mean no longer being hate-filled reaction is what I'm talking about. I no longer have that hate-filled reaction. Yeah, and that's what there is to do, is to notice these things. I realized the other day that as much as I wouldn't like for it to affect me physically, it does. There's something that happens all by itself. And that I consider what scientists call cellular memory. It is now part of my memory. However, I'm grateful that my wife's passing is not deeply ingrained in me as something that's sad. I feel sad in my experience at the moment. However, the event itself is no longer the sadness that I feel. It's distinct. What shows up is missing my wife's physical form. It's not confused with not being able to ever see her again. All I know is that we're going to see each other, because it's going to happen to me. It's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to all of us. So we're all going home. And if we can get comfortable with that, and I know that for some of you that feels really weird, get comfortable. Well, that's the point of noticing who you are, allowing the real you to show up as you disappear your violent reactions. The real you rises, and you can move through anything. Now, I'm moving through something right now that's considered a big deal for a lot of people, and it is considered a big deal for me. I speak mostly of what the mind creates about it. Big deal. It's a big deal. It's more than I can handle. It's more than this. It's more than that. It's none of that for me. What it is a moment in time. In this day, that I noticed there's a yuck, there's a memory there. It's just happening. I don't have to beat my niece up about it, because usually something shows up in us. We've got a reactiveness in us about it. And then we spew that out to everybody we know, no matter what it is about. And then we blame them for reacting at us. And now we've got a big old dramatic mess. As far as I'm concerned, a lot of people are happier without me being reactive. I'm grateful. My reactiveness never took me down any other kind of roads. Some people are in jail because they got so reactive and violent that they killed people. And that's sad, because it's our hearts, guys. It's our hearts. I say it so confidently because I know the greed and the violence. In AA, we call it self-centered, self-seeking, and selfish. Self-centered, self-seeking, and selfish. If that is a part of who you are being, self-centered, self-seeking, and selfish, then welcome to the world of humanity. Welcome to the insanity. Welcome to suicide. Welcome to manipulation. Welcome to trying to figure it out. Welcome to the old way of being. What you can now do is notice your internal world, which is where your signs are. They're inside. That yuck and yum is your navigation. It guides you. I am sharing. Yet it's not going to look the way I wanted it to look. So this is self-correcting with integrity, what it looks like to self-correct with integrity. I had an agenda. It was going to look this way. And it's not now. Why? Because I'm in everyone functions. I'm having my own little moment. And in my moment, I recognize that all I have to do is share it with you. Let you know. And of course, you'll get it. Of course, you would understand the owies that are showing up. And of course, I want to share it with you due to the fact that I believe it's important that you see how I am walking through it at my everyone functions at this point. It's different walking through it like that. And if I recognize I have stuff in my pain body, I could let it stop me from recording. I'm not. That's my self-correcting with integrity. I'm here. I'm with you. I'm sharing. It's the best I got, guys. You can walk through life on life's terms. You can, even with pain. I don't have to shut myself off anymore. I'm not, because I'm sharing it with you. I'm breathing. I'm self-correcting with integrity here with you. I'm letting you know I gave you my word I would fulfill in the year, and I'm going to do that. And just for today, I was able to do that. So we'll get to signs when we get to signs, I guess. Right now, I'm walking through something that's, I'm just going to say that I'm going to do my best to share with you as much as I can the little choices that I make, and maybe you'll find yourself there one day, okay? And you'll be able to listen to that podcast so I can support you through. That's my intention. That's my hope. Love you guys. And you remember, no matter what shows up, you breathe and you don't use your mind about it. Don't think, don't think, don't think. No mind, no meaning, no make wrong. I am no chatter, no meaning for the yuck in my body. Breathing it out, and no make wrong for anything that pops up. I'm just allowing it. I'm willing to be willing, remember? Willing to be willing, that's all I need. How much of that do I need? You know, I don't need much, but it's working. It works me, I don't work yet. I'm able to share it a little better now because I know how it works me. So I'll just keep sharing as much as I can, and it'll be in through that sharing that you'll get whatever it is there that you'll get. Maybe we'll start signs next Monday. That'd probably be better. Love you. Bye.